The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, and of course, all of you bad guys and girls out there. Don't want to highlight you guys too much. We know you're listening. We appreciate you giving us your ear every time that we are alive and have the opportunity, by the grace of a living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to set things straight. All the well knowing that you don't like that, but again, we're not asking you for permission to obey the Lord. Just wanted to make sure you all understood that. That's what we do. That's leadership, and real leadership follows the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ, and you can go over to John 14:6 as well. You can go over to the book of Timothy, talking about the mediator. You can go to the book of Philippians, talking about there's one man between God and man. He is the mediator. His name is Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church, you know what they'd be saying. Okay. Just checking, making sure. Cool. We all tracking? All righty then. Hey, folks, I want you to hear this because this is some crazy stuff, but it's true. And what's great about it is the fact that I didn't say it. Now keep in mind, we were talking about yesterday, Jeremiah 11:9, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. And yesterday we had spent some time, we got the other half to go. So part two is today, is what I'm saying here, friends. But it's interesting to note that I'm the guy. Bradley Dean is a lying preacher. He's lying. He must be doing it for the money. I'll tell you what, if a preacher was giving you the doctrine and the truths that I was giving, it's not the way that you want to get famous, and it's not the way that you want to make money. Because most preachers that are making a lot of money are actually petting the same direction as the feathers of the sinners go, not against, okay? They're not going against the grain, they're going with the flow. And they're being influenced by the spirit of the world. So I'm not lying. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the word of God. Another name that I was called by these little communist useful idiots is gold-plated conspiracy theorist. A devout conspiracy theorist? Really? Wow, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And by the way, this is all coming from them that didn't want you to know that things were going to transpire in such a fashion concerning the sodomite communities. In other words, these are the sodomites that didn't like the fact that I was telling you, friends, that the homosexual manifesto is not satire, but they wanted you to believe it was satire. No, these things are coming to pass just like I've been telling you for the last 6 years. And little did we know that now the conspiracy theorist that would be me 6 years ago, everything he said is now coming to pass. And so keep in mind, friends, there's no theory here. A conspiracy is, in fact, at work, working against the American people and the laws of our enumerated Constitution, attempting to tear them down at every given step. That's why they have to demonize, and that's why they have to attempt to polarize and belittle those that are telling you the truth. They want you to look at a guy like me and question my credibility. It's not my credibility, friends. It's the Word of God. You know, again, friends, truth is stranger than fiction with some of these folks. But these people, they know what they're doing. Hey, listen, the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. And who is God talking to through Jeremiah in Jeremiah 11:9? Those that disobeyed God. And guess, of course, friends, guess what? They led on in their own delusional ways. Why? Because they believed those that were saying that this is just a theory. It's just a theory. It's just a theory. No, it's not a theory at all, friends. As a matter of fact, this is the same mindset that told you that Lee Harvey Oswald was shot Lee Harvey Oswald shot John F. Kennedy. These are the people that told you that it was just a conspiracy, the MK Ultra, or Operation Mockingbird, and Manhattan Project, and asbestos, and Watergate. That's all theory, friends. And the Tuskegee syphilis study, that was a theory too. And anybody that told you the truth about what that operation was really about, they're conspiracy theorists. Friends, what I'm highlighting right now proved to be, in fact, a conspiracy. Did you hear what I said? Here, William Blum, a former U.S. State Department employee, said, hey, one that works from the inside out, and I knew it to be true. I knew it by the Holy Ghost before anybody put it to words to me. William Blum, former U.S. State Department employee, said, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you imagine. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine, he said. William Blum, former U.S. State Department employee. You know, isn't it interesting that people just, well, they'll say, I just can't handle that much truth. Well, how is it that you can handle a whole lot of a lie, but you can't handle any truth? It's because you love darkness rather than the light, lest your deeds should be brought and wrought forth by God, John 3:18. It really shows you who you love the most. And by the way, I'm bringing forth these conspiracies, friends, that are happening in your country because you have believed through your inactions, apathy, and tolerance concerning those that are committing the crimes that it is a theory. And many of you say to yourselves, well, it's not a theory, and I believe everything that you're saying right now. Hey, don't believe me. Believe the works. Believe the fruits of the works. Believe what's hanging on the tree, the fruit that's hanging on the tree right now, friends. Everything I've been highlighting over the last day has not been proven, friends, to be a theory, but in fact, over time, it's proven to be a conspiracy. That means there's a whole lot of bad people in American governments, okay? Bad people in American government and the God-ordained institution of government is awesome, but we need to deal with those that are overthrowing the Constitution by overthrowing them. That's my objective here. I'm highlighting those that are actually violating, that are in the guise of American government or representation, when in fact they're not. And you know who they are, America, and you know every single one of them. You know their names, you know the crimes that they have committed, and the reason, again, friends, that they do what they do is because they've been encouraged to go on in their tyrannical acts because the American people have not dealt with those that have been taken. Oh, well, let me say it this way. They have not dealt with those that have committed the crimes against we the people. Justice is the guardian of liberty. So what we're going to be talking about today, again, friends, is none other than, well, the conspiracy theories, friends, that just happened to turn out to be, well, conspiracies. You mean it really happened? Yes, it really happened. And by the way, I have to go back and I have to highlight one thing. Yesterday I talked about a post that I had on my website concerning cocaine that was being shipped over by the CIA. It was on a report that the cocaine, the jet crashed. I had said right at the end of the hour that it was 400 tons of cocaine. That was, hey folks, that was a typo. It's 4 tons of cocaine that a CIA jet actually had on board. But they told the American people that they were actually bringing criminals to Mexico. No, they were transporting cocaine back and forth from Mexico to America. Okay, and if you'd like to go online, you can see the 4 tons of cocaine that the CIA is responsible for drug trafficking and smuggling.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Wowzy, wowzy, wowzy. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. Jeremiah 11:9. Okay. Well, I kind of did a little ditty for an intro highlighting what we're going to talk about. I just wanted to highlight this as well because this is important. It needs to take precedent for at least 2 minutes here. America, here again, keep in mind I'm a conspiracy theorist concerning the sodomites and the homosexual manifesto. And I told you 6 years ago what this was about because we could look to Canada and see exactly what it's about. And we can see the criminal in the White House targeting our children, literally. Now, what are you talking about? He's the one pushing down the throats of the American people to accept what? Anything and everything concerning sexuality. From homosexuals to lesbians to transgenders and the radicals. And now we're seeing in Target stores across the country that they're opening their bathrooms. Friends, they are an assessor. They're an accomplice to the crime and the crimes that are being committed against our kids. So I hope you're sitting down because here's the fruit already as to what's going on in Target stores today on sonsoflibertymedia.com. P.S. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to tell you what's going to happen here is one of these parents are going to get wise and they're going to go after Target for opening the doors to sexual predators concerning their children. And you do need to keep in mind, friends, the conspiracy theorist wants to tell you one more thing that's going to come to pass too. And I told you this 6 years ago. The pedophiles are now looking and seeking to have their rights as well. They're looking to be a protected minority concerning the children in this country. And I told you that this was what this was about. They told you 6 years ago. You just didn't think that it would come to this. And I knew what you were dealing with from the get-go because of the way that they attacked me in my ministry. I knew that there was something behind the curtain, and boy, oh boy, does it get worse than what I'm about to tell you, okay? And if you'd like to check out Conspiracy of Silence online, Conspiracy of Silence, Discover Channel was paid $500,000 not to air it, and you need to know why they didn't want that aired, because it exposes what's going on in Washington, D.C. concerning the pedophile rings that are there, that have been in operation for years in Washington, D.C., and that will make you a brighter candidate to understand the truth that I'm giving you even now. And it'll also cause you to understand why you have compromised men as your representatives, and it will also help you understand why they don't stand up against anything, because they are compromised at every step of the way. But we knew that through Watergate, because that was a pedophile ring that was busted open. But again, the state-controlled media didn't tell you the truth about what was going on there concerning Watergate, right? No, they sure didn't. But I'm going to bring it to you right now. The sex crimes Target doesn't want you to know occurred in their stores. This is by Brian Fisher, AFA, American Families, one of the contributors over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted by Tim Brown just a couple moments ago. A suspect arrested in Target sexual assault of 11-year-old girl. Number two, man arrested for store gropes to face multiple sexual assault charges, prosecutor says. This is the face of your government, America, those that are in government. Again, the bad men and bad women behind the scenes. This is their face. This is who they are. Number three, man with history of molesting women arrested, case may be related to St. Louis County sexual assault. Number four, South Bend police looking for man who performed sexual act at Target department store. Number five, police tip leads to man wanted for touching girls, young girls at Target. Folks, Target's opened the door. They put a welcome sign on their door to come violate these kids. What else would it be about? Target needs to be held responsible, as well as those that are in government today that are actually pushing this stuff to make our children a prey. Friends, think. They need to be held accountable for their crimes against our children, because that's what the pedophiles are going for. Number five, police tip leads to man wanted for touching young girls at Target. Number six, suspect accused of sexually assaulting girl at Sandy Target turns self in. Okay? Number seven, sexual assault suspect arrested at Folsom Target store. Folks, the list goes on. Number eight, Anderson PD, Peeping Tom, took pictures of people in Target bathroom. What do you think these perverts are going to do? They gave them the green light to go ahead and violate at will the innocent that are now being made a prey because the government said so. No, our laws stand against the criminals that are in government. Amen? Number nine, man arrested for taking photos of women in Target bathroom. Folks, what do you need? This is the fruit of what Target's doing. Do they not need to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people, namely our kids? You better bet your bottom dollar. This is why there's over 1 million people in the United States of America standing up against what's going on. This is the unthinkable. And speaking of that, when I just shared with you about Conspiracy of Silence, friends, take the time to watch it. I guarantee you, you'll watch it for 5 minutes and you'll be pulled into it. And then you will understand what's going on in Washington, D.C. Because the kids are telling you what the representatives are doing to them. And it's not all of them, but it is the pedophiles that are there that are rolling over with every punch to go ahead and criminalize the innocent and defend the guilty. This is out of hand. During the conspiracy of theory, or conspiracy of silence, forgive me, conspiracy of silence online, check it out. Friends, keep in mind, there were those that were in the White House committing crimes. And one said, overheard, one said to another pedophile, nobody would ever believe what we're doing here. Because it's the act of the unthinkable. Exactly right. Guess what, though, friends? The unthinkable is now open, isn't it? It's now in front of your faces. This is happening now in the day of light. They're not hiding themselves anymore because you've allowed them to come out of the closet. And again, friends, this is the radicals we're dealing with. And to you homosexuals out there, listen, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is love to tell you what I just told you. But you need to understand that your sin's going to take you a lot further than you're going to want to go. and it's going to charge you a lot more you're going to want to pay. Believe me. And I want to tell you something, too. These radicals that are setting you up, and you think you're getting your way. No, you're not getting your way at all. You're being used to destroy your country. These radicals are appointed, they're bought, and they're paid for at every step of the way. The likes of the Dan Savages that writes a book called Skipping to Gomorrah, that desires that his political opposition is pulled behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope, that licks doorknobs, friends. These are all appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Dan Savage. You want to talk about a reprobate incarnate devil, friends? This is the guy. And this punk will not for the life of him pull me out. No, he won't. He won't pull me out because he doesn't want an open discussion with anybody. Because he knows as well as I do what he is doing is completely wrong at every step. Folks, it's an abomination, right? Anytime, Danny boy, anytime in a public setting, anytime, Barack Hussein Obama, anytime, any one of you, anytime. Oh, I know a whole lot of folks in the United States that would love to pull you out on national television, but you're smarter than that, right? Yeah, you're smarter than that because you just want to set your narrative and you don't want to be challenged at any step. And you want to use totalitarian methods saying, hey, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. This is what we're going to do. America, is that how you're going to play it? Is that how you're going to be played? Well, that's what they're doing. They think that they're little effeminate pansies walking around, smacking each other on the backsides with rainbow flags, saying sex before 8, before it's too late, is going to be acceptable. And if you don't like it, it doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyways. They're talking about your kids. And if you don't believe me, go into a public school today and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. They're trying to teach your kids to accept the abominable lifestyle that God said was an abomination. And anytime you set yourself to accept what God condemns, judgment commences, friends. And that's why we're in trouble today. That's why we're in trouble today. Conspiracy theories. I really do love this topic. And yesterday we got about halfway through. And again, you were led to believe that these were theories, which just happened to be, well, they turned out to be true, friends. Hate to break it to you. I really do. And again, I'm being facetious, of course. But I think we stopped at Operation Ajax. Of course, anybody that spoke out against these operations, friends, well, they were theorists. When in fact, they weren't theorists at all. They were telling you the truth. But the America that we know bought the lie, and that's why, again, we're in the position that we're in today. They bought the lie of those that were actually responsible from the conspirators. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you imagine. That was none other than William Blum, former U.S. State Department employee. Operation Ajax was just a theory, which turned out to be a conspiracy. Operation Snow White just happened to be, well, it wasn't a theory, friends. It was a conspiracy. And that's what history proves. It was no longer a theory. It was a conspiracy. And therefore, there are conspirators that are committing crimes. Well, there's Operation Gladio. Then we have the CIA assassinates a lot of people through the church committee. We'll get back to more of that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, folks. William Blum, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you imagine. Of course they are, because they're allowed, they've been given a pass by the American people to go ahead and do the things that they do. Folks, there's nobody else to blame. There really isn't, because they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and if they do it, it's because we've given them the permission to go ahead and do it. That's how we need to look at it. It's called taking responsibility. Well, here, let me show you how this works. In Jeremiah 11:1-10, listen carefully, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, right? Speak unto the men of Judah, I am, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, I am, and say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. Of course not. What happens if a cop doesn't enforce the law? What if he doesn't uphold his bargain when he swore to uphold the covenant, folks, the Constitution of the United States, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? What do you think of a cop that overlooks crime? Well, that's exactly what the American people are doing. They're overlooking crime. They're turning the other way when they should deal with it. And I want to tell you what deals with it. What deals with lawlessness is a heart filled with love for God and man. Then he said, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, bondage, friends, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all that which I commanded you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God. Well, America, you've already made that claim. We know who our God is, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, the best of the land, friends. Go into a grocery store and you'll understand the fulfillment and the revelation of this word. Then answered I and said, be it, O God, be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all the words in the cities of Judah. I am. And in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them. See, that's your part, America. That's your part. I was just talking to somebody yesterday in an open conversation, and I wish it was on the radio. But you know what's interesting, friends, that people think that when I'm preaching God's word and it has works in it, you know it, what amazes me about it more than anything is the fact that people get confused works and grace. Let me tell you how this works, okay? This is how it works. The law says, okay, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. You do the works because you're saved, right? And Scripture tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And when people get that confused, it tells me right there that the Holy Ghost is MIA, or their understanding is still yet darkened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because again, remember, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Grace is the empowerment to restrain from sin, friends, and it takes a hold of the faith, the author and the finisher of our faith, that overcomes the world. Now listen carefully, verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now listen carefully, verse 10, for we are his workmanship by grace, created in Christ Jesus, here you have it, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk unto them. So, real understanding of grace does the works. And then if you go over to the book of James chapter 2, it talks about, you know, faith without works. Folks, is dead. I'm going to show you my faith by my works, of course. You just have it backwards in your minds, folks. I don't do the things that I do to get saved. I do the things that I do because I am saved, Scripture tells me. And I love to work and read the talent or the parable of the talents, friends. Don't look at the Lord as being an austere man. If you love the Lord, then do the works of the Lord because you love him. That's simple to do. Going back. Jeremiah 11, 1:10, for I earnestly protested unto your fathers that day that I brought you out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, sending forth early and protesting, saying, obey my voice, but the people obeyed not. Nor inclined their ear. In other words, they didn't listen to it. No, they said somebody else will take care of the problem. But walked everyone in the imagination of their own evil hearts. And the imagination of their evil hearts is, oh, you know, once we get a new president, everything's going to be okay. No, it's not. We could have the most righteous man in office right now, friends, and that still does not give you permission to go back to sleep. Nope. God will have zero. He'll have none of that. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. There is, friends. Just up until the last 10 years in this country, nobody believed in the New World Order, though you were warned about it for how many years? And then George Bush Sr. gets on the scene as the president of the United States, which became a decline to this nation. Folks, real quick, when Bush got into office, things started going a different direction majorly in this country. And understanding who he is and the Bush crime family, friends, you'll understand when you pull the curtain back on that crime family, friends, and their ties to the Third Reich through their father, Prescott Bush. The Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the lawless deeds of their fathers. Hello! Who's encouraging that today, friends? Those that want the New World Order. They refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them, gods that serve their sin, which are a figment of your imagination. God doesn't tolerate sin, nor will he acquit the workers of iniquity in any sense of the word, to the very detail. And then he finishes up, the house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant. America, you have broken the covenant of the Most High God, which I have made with their fathers. A conspiracy is found among them. That's what Scripture tells us. Well, what are you talking about, Brad? I've been highlighting it for 2 days now. Hey, folks, the CIA assassinates a whole lot of people. Former agents come out and tell you that's what they're doing. And yet, the American people, truth is stranger to fiction, even when they hear from the people that are guilty of the crime. What does one need to do? Well, you'd have to ask yourself that question, because the American people have sat back and watched this administration commit 1,083 transgressions of the Constitution of America and the American Constitution with the smoking gun in hand time and time again, and the American people still sit down and let him do what he wants to do. Wow. Hey, so folks, even if you turn it off, even if you turn your ear, you're only hastening the judgment upon this nation. You're only hastening the judgment upon this nation. Prepare to meet your God, the book of Amos tells us. Prepare to meet your God. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. You might want to look at countries that have been judged by God, as to see if you want to go ahead and turn your ear, or if you want to take responsibility. By the way, that's what this radio show is all about, is those that want to take responsibility. I want to tell you something, by the grace of God and the hope that Christ gives, we can do this. So if you're the kind that likes to stay in between, you're worthless to both sides. And you're going to be shot from both sides. And it's a bad place to be, friends. It's a real bad place to be. In betweenites. How does that fare for anybody? Nobody likes them. Nobody wants them around. The devil can't even use them. I mean, that's a fact. That is truly a fact. I'm pulling up an analogy for you really quick, and it's actually a pretty cool little analogy, but it's exactly what I'm talking about right now, talking about how those that want to stay in between and how they're going to get shot from both sides. And it just doesn't fare, because, again, what happens is when you want to try to stay in the middle, Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Well, either you're hot or you're cold is what Scripture tells us. That's right. And you can take that so many different directions if you'd like to. But again, here we have it, pulling it up live radio. Listen to this, friends. This is great. There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform. The middle road cost him his life, as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. So, friends, you're going to have to choose whom you're going to serve. Let it be the Lord, though it is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. There is no in-between. There is no safe place to be in. It's the most dangerous place it can be. Hey, folks, I can be surrounded by hell itself. Read Psalm 27, Psalm 18 when you get a moment. I can be surrounded by hell itself. But if I'm in the perfect will of God, it's the safest place to be. And I can stand back and look at my enemies and have a pity party for what God's going to do to them. That's a fact. Because we don't put our trust in Pharaoh. We don't put our trust in horses. We trust in the living God, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, the New World Order, nobody believed that up until the last 10 years in this country. Why? Because President Bush started to proclaim the truth of what others were trying to warn you of. But they were called theorists, friends. Come on. Scripture told us this was going to happen. And these are wake-up calls. You still have the mercy of God to wake up, America. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yesterday we talked about the Kennedy assassination, the second investigation by Congress few people knew about, United States House of Representatives Select Committee of Assassination. Folks, these people told you that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, but you can't open up the files until 2025. They're telling on themselves. And by the way, telling on themselves, E. Howard Hunt even came forward, a CIA agent, and confessed to being involved in the conspiracy to assassinate Kennedy on his deathbed. Did you believe that? He told you what they did. He told you what they were a part of. And there's more of that, friends, if you do your due diligence. I told you yesterday, friends, even Lady Bird, Johnson's wife, told the American people, she told the world what Johnson said before the day of the assassination, that SOB will never embarrass me again. And so did his mistress. And so did his attorney. And so did CIA agents many years later. And even those that pulled the trigger told you exactly what they did, but they said that the American people would never believe it. Of course not. They believe the lie, but they don't believe the truth. Wow. Look where you're at, America. Is what I'm telling you right now a theory, or is it in fact a conspiracy? And I want to tell you what it's about. It's about your sin finding you out today. And you have some real enemies, America. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, regardless if you like it or not. That's what Scripture tells us. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey folks, I know that I've shared with you in the past, but you do realize, you know what, I just did a post this morning, and I put on there the American flag, and I said, you know what, there's a whole lot of people out there that say they love their country enough to die for it. I want to ask my listeners, do you love it enough to actually stand up and fight for it and live for it? Because when I give you the phone number, it's your objective to get on the phone and start to fight the same direction to support others that are question or on the, you know, on the edge as to which direction they want to go. Oftentimes when you call and make it your radio show, and nobody can accuse me that when somebody calls in that I don't make it your show, it is your show. As long as we're sticking to topic. You need to call in, encourage others in communities across the United States that you're doing something in your backyard. That's why I give you the phone number. It's your opportunity to speak to the country. Friends, the country's listening. You do need to understand that. And so are the enemies. Talking about conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. In 1919, I know there's a lot of people out there that love sports. Man, I don't understand that mindset. I never have. I'm I don't like to be a spectator. I don't understand spectators. I've got to be a part of the game of life. But in saying that, you do understand that your foreign enemies have literally said that the American people's gods are sports. It's time to attack. That's why they're attacking this country, because they know that you're being entertained away from your freedoms. But here's another conspiracy theory for you. At least that's what you were told in 1919. World Series conspiracy. The 1919 World Series, often referred to as the Black Sox scandal, resulted in the most famous scandal in baseball history. Eight players from Chicago White Sox, nicknamed the Black Sox, were accused of throwing the series against the Cincinnati Reds. Details of the scandal remained controversial, and the extent to which each player was involved varied. It was, however, front page news across the country when the story was uncovered late in the 1920 season, and despite being acquitted of criminal charges, throwing baseball games was technical. It was a technicality. It wasn't a crime, I guess, back then. The eight players were banned from organized baseball, i.e., the league subject to the national agreement for life. There are hundreds of other conspiracies involving throwing games, sporting matches, and large-scale entertainment events. And it's common knowledge for many. And folks, if I was to go on with this list, it would have to go into the thousands if we included them all. But we were told it was just a theory until it's found out to be a fact, folks. You know what? I would venture to say that more of the things that you're suspect of, your conscience is telling you there's something wrong behind what you were told. And you need to follow that which is in your heart. And I'm not talking about your wicked heart. I'm talking about when you're being led or warned by the Holy Ghost, because conscience means with knowledge. And the Holy Ghost will put checks as to what the information is that is going into your ear gates and your eye gates and your heart gate. You need to check that. So probably 9 times out of 10, if you're questioning something, it's the Holy Ghost bringing something to the light. But you have to work it out and find out what it is. There's a Karen Silkwood conspiracy theory, which turned out to be a conspiracy. CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas. I hit on that yesterday, friends. 4 tons of cocaine was found in an airplane, a CIA jet that crashed. They told the American people they were basically transporting Mexican criminals. No, they were transporting drugs into America. Well, when it busted open, friends, there was cocaine everywhere. There's pictures all over the internet if you'd like to see them. But you can also highlight the fact that Bill Clinton was the one that was opening up MENA, Arkansas airport to traffic drugs in the United States of America. That's a fact. Check out Clinton Chronicles, friends. You can talk to Larry Nichols. He'll tell you exactly what was happening. Bohemian Grove. For many years, many conspiracy theorists were saying that the rich and powerful met every year in the woods and worshipped a giant stone owl in a cultic fashion. It turns out ABC, CBS, NBC, and many other credible news agencies investigated this and found out, well, it's true. That's when we had real journalist friends. It said to be fun and games, like brotherhood-style fraternity stuff. If you look at some of the news clips that are posted out there, friends, you can see that it's pretty scary stuff, pretty serious stuff. I also want to go back to the fact that we're told that they're rich and powerful. What makes them rich and what makes them powerful? The power that the people give unto these people. You do need to understand that. Rich and powerful. Hey, it's certain that we came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. What makes them powerful? The people that bow to their whims, friends. Operation Paperclip was the code name for the 1940 Office of Strategic Services Joint Intelligence Objective Agency's recruitment of German scientists from Nazi Germany to the United States after VE Day. President Truman authorized Operation Paperclip in August 1945. However, he expressly ordered that anyone found to have been a member of the Nazi Party and more than a nominal participant in its activities or an active supporter of Nazi militarism would be excluded. These included, folks, a whole ton of German names. I'm not even going to try to go there. Folks, these names found out to be a menace to the security of Allied forces, all were cleared to the work in the United States of America regardless, after having their backgrounds bleached by the military. My goodness, folks. False employment histories were provided. Their previous Nazi affiliations were expunged from the record. The paper clips that secure newly minted background details to their personal files gave the operation its name, Operation Paperclip. But folks, that was just a theory. No, in fact, it was not. It was a conspiracy. The Roundtable, folks. I mean, I'm just going to go down the list. The Illuminati. I mean, folks, I'm humored by these people. Man, look at these are the enlightened ones. Look at there's a whole whopping 300 of them that control the world. Wait a second. And you know they control the world? And you give power to them by praising the wicked works in which they do? Instead of actually take responsibility, expose them, and bring them to justice? The Illuminati. How about the incarcerated Illuminati? How about the incarcerated Illuminati, friends? How about that? See how that works out for them. It's interesting because I've seen many criminals that thought they were all that in a bag of chips until they were busted and they were thrown in jail. It's a whole different countenance. Whole different countenance. And you know what? Justice applies to every single one of us on this earth, regardless if you like it or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And we're all going to stand up before the judge on that final day, friends. And whom, folks, the Bible tells us in whom that they wanted to flee away from. And I want to tell you why, because he's holy, and we are not. He is holy, and we are not. The Trilateral Commission, that's just a... Folks, that's just a theory. No, it's not. No matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. William Blum said that, former U.S. State Department employee. How many people do you need to come forth and blow the whistle, friends, before you finally figure out? But you know the fact of the matter is, you know it's true. You know it's not a theory. But you let these little ankle biters, these little useful idiots go around and stir up trouble. And you see them growing little by little, incrementally, only to empower themselves against you to destroy you and your posterity. That's the wisdom in your thinking to those that sit and do nothing concerning these organizations. Another conspiracy theory that turned out to be true is Big Brother or the shadow governments. Of course they're there. Let me tell you firsthand, they're there. By the harassment my ministry receives, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, friends, I have attorneys all over this country that have video, I have articles, I have emails, folks. I have death threats. I have them all. I have them all. Folks, it's let me just tell you, firsthand experience, it's not a theory. It's not a theory. If you think the enemy is still without the borders of the United States of America, you have got to be out of your mind. I can tell you now that you're a conspiracy theorist. Because I'm telling you firsthand, it's happening in the United States of America. And by the grace of God, regardless of what is ahead for me, I'm not moving. I'm not moving by the grace of God. I'm on the right side here, in Jesus' name. The secret team, the CIA and its allies in control of the United States, who gave them control, America? The report from Iron Mountain was told it was just a theory. No, it's not. The Federal Reserve Bank, friends, go back to 1914, 1913. It's what the American people have allotted. That's why we're in trouble today. But it's just a theory, the Federal Reserve Bank. No, it is not. Mask off. For years it's been mask off now. What else, folks, what else are you going to allow these people that are committing the act of conspiracy against you? What else are you going to let them do? Are you going to sit there and listen to some more people on the radio just talk about the problems and scratch the surface, maybe even if that, concerning the problems that you're having in this country, without actually laying the axe to the root of the tree? Because if you do, folks, I want you to know something. It's all going to come down on you. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.